Wicker's roots in Silicon Valley were evident throughout his presentation, which was peppered with terms like beta, and through the live demos of e-readers.
So what we've done with this book is we've gone through, we've got Shelley Gill to write it. She's a whale biologist. And then we've added narration to it.
To chew or not to chew. If you live near any ocean, you have whales living
so
next
that,
door.
That helps kids as they're reading this book to kind of get where the,
and when they're younger,
you know,
born,
what the words are, where it goes. We've also made it so that it can change into different levels of reading. So this would be for an earlier reader, but it's in the
to
same content.
Or not
so teachers
to
can be using this with a broad range of kids within their
ocean,
within their classroom.
Whales live next.
Wicker says it's not just about supplying the devices. Results depend on the content and creative ways teachers can craft lesson plans using the devices. He says interactive digital content allows teachers to cater their lessons to a broad range of students.
It's about the cheapest way to change education there is. If I wanted to really make things happen, and I wanted to get to a teacher ratio that would really change things, I would have to dramatically change the structure of my school to get there.
A $5 million state legislative grant started the initiative in 2004. Wicker says that in order for the one-to-one initiative to realize its full potential, it needs a total of $15.6 million from the state and a $9.6 million match from local districts, allocated over 4 years. Nevertheless, Wicker says over 140 school sites across the state practice a preliminary version of a one-to-one at a cost of $200 per student, with the state contributing $120 and local district $80. He says teachers report positive changes.
So we've had these one-to-one projects out and about for a while. And in our CDL districts across the state, we get teachers reporting from us that student engagement is up, attendance is up, behavior is down. We also see that student achievement can really be affected. And this was an iPad project across 9 districts in 2011. And it was aimed at literacy, and we saw a doubling of expected gains in literacy by all students. And for those students who were 2.5 years behind in reading, we actually saw that those scores triple. So I'm not saying that's going to happen with a one-to-one. I mean, we're not guaranteed this, but it's looking like there's something going on.
Sitka School District Superintendent Steve Bradshaw thinks the initiative is appealing because of the cost of replacing outdated textbooks. He believes a digital curriculum could dramatically reduce costs.
You hear more conversation about the fact that we're going to have to change almost 100% of our curriculum materials over the next 24 to 36 months because of the new Common Core standards. That's expensive. I've thrown out numbers anywhere between $250,000 to $500,000 per curriculum subject material or matter. So I have hopes that this is some way that we can get that material in a less expensive fashion.
Sitka School Board President Lon Garrison emphasized that $28 million statewide is already being spent on technology in the classroom. While the one-to-one initiative would require additional funding, Garrison feels that if it satisfies schools' technology needs and increases student engagement and performance, districts should be free to reallocate the existing budget. But in order for many schools to fully participate, they need bandwidth. Sitka School Board is considering a capital request to the legislature this year to increase bandwidth, primarily to meet the state's new requirements for online testing. That additional capacity, if the legislature funds it, might make the one-to-one initiative a reality in Sitka. This is Emily Foreman reporting in Sitka.